the correlation between the mitzvah bris milah and the idea of tikkun hamidos, which is one aspect of Derech Eretz. And in fact, the entire book of Bereishis is pretty much there to teach us Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz kodma la Torah. Derech Eretz is the preface to Torah. Derech Eretz is the framework within which a person has to function between man and man, and the framework of the universe that God gave is also called Derech Eretz, Chuko Shamayim Va'aretz, the various boundaries and parameters of the world, and how to peoples can create a functioning society. All of those things are called Derech Eretz, and they precede the Torah. First you need the framework, and then the Torah gives you the directives how to work within that framework. But if you don't have the framework, there can't be a Torah. And if you don't have the Torah, there's no purpose for the framework. So in main Derech Eretz ain't Torah, and in main Torah ain't Derech Eretz. So the mitzvah bris milah represents the perfection of the body, the completion of the body. And before God gave Avraham Avinu the mitzvah bris milah, he first said to him the following: Hisaleich lefonai v'heyeh shamim. Walk before me and you will be perfect, you'll be complete. Now there are many ways of learning what that preface to the mitzvah milah was, but the Sfarno says the following: Hisaleich lefonai, you walk before me and constantly observe me, look at me all the time. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. God is there before me all the time. Now what should you be observing? Observe my midos, observe my character traits, and emulate them as much as you can, because that is the perfection of man. When it said that man was created in God's image, it meant that he had the ability to emulate God's qualities and character traits. And when you do that, then you become godlike, and that's how you reach perfection. At least the amount of perfection that a person could reach in this world on his own.
Shouldn't Hashem walk behind so you can see me?
No, so therefore you walk in front of me and look back at me constantly, so you see my face and you see my midos. So if that's the case, I think that the connection is the following. The whole idea of bris milah, the Balei HaTosfos say, that just like a person was created physically imperfect, and the bris milah perfects his body, so that's a sign that a person has to perfect his soul also. His spiritual side. Person is both sides, spiritual and physical. And if God gave us a mitzvah that we do in the body that represents the idea of perfecting the body, we were created imperfect and we have to do something to make ourselves perfect, so then that's a sign that most certainly on the spiritual side we have to do the same thing. So the spiritual bris milah is perfecting our midos, which corresponds and correlates to the physical bris milah. If that's the case, there should be other correlations between them that we can learn one from the other. So let's see what they are. First of all, bris milah is a preface to Torah. It says in a medrash that Andrianus Kaiser wanted to learn Torah, and he was told that without bris milah he can't learn Torah. That means that a goy is not allowed to learn Torah, but also his understanding of Torah can never be complete unless you have a bris. So the bris is a preface to Torah learning. Can't have Torah learning without a bris. Unless you have that bodily kedusha, you're not going to be able to register Torah in your gray cells of your brain properly. And that's why it says both concerning the bris, in Lobrisi Yoma Valaila, Chusok Shamayim Varso Samti, and it refers to bris milah, but it also applies to Torah. In Lobrisi Yoma Valaila is Torah, Vagisa Yom Valaila. Torah world wouldn't have been created had it not been for Torah. So it applies equally to bris and to Torah, because without bris milah there can't be Torah. Same thing goes, without midos tovos, there can't be Torah. In ein derech eretz, ein Torah. As the Rabbeinu Yonah says, lo yishko na Torah la'olam b'mish ein bo midos tovos. So just like bris milah is a preface to Torah from a physical standpoint, midos tovos are a preface to Torah from a spiritual standpoint. Next, milah is a connection, it's a bris. It's a way of connecting into God on a constant level, where you have a sign in your body that represents your connection to God, which you can see all the time, even when there's no other mitzvah, even you're in the bathhouse, like David HaMelech. You remember your connection to God. And therefore, Bris Milah has in it the concept of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tomid. It's a tremendous simcha to know that you're never bereft of some connection with God. When you can do no mitzvah in the bathhouse, at least you have the Bris Milah, which represents that connection to God. And therefore the Targum Unkelus says that Bris Milah, when it says he's Salech Lefanai Veheye Tamin, walk before me, means to daven. Daven before me. Because how do we recognize God's midos? Part of that is what davening is. Davening is both asking God for our needs and representing the fact that we need Him, that we're dependent on Him, but it's also praising God. The praise of God is not to butter Him up. The praise of God is to recognize who He is and what we're dependent on Him for and what He wants of us that we should ask for. So before you can ask for anything in davening, you have to first praise God, not for His sake, for your sake, to know who He is. So part of davening is praising God and having that connection to Him to know what His qualities are, what His character traits are, so you can emulate them. So therefore, the Hisalech Lefonai, the Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, represents davening, a constant meditation on God, which is in itself, that's what prayer is. And therefore, so that's a concept of the connection between davening and midos and bris milah. Now, bris milah also takes away the orla, which represents a covering, which prevents a person from really seeing things properly, hearing things properly, speaking and enunciating things properly, and having the right perspective on how to deal with the world, meaning the following. There are four different things that are called orla, that are possible to have a foreskin, something covering them. The ears have an orla. Orla sa'aznayim is referred to in Tanakh. Orla sa'lev, there's the foreskin of the heart. There's orlas peh, orel peh, orel sfasayim. There's the covering on the mouth where you can't speak and enunciate things properly. And then there's the orla sabasar, the foreskin by the bris milah. What's the connection? The connection is that as long as a person has not perfected himself, so he basically is imperfect. That imperfection makes the following results. One is it covers his heart, where he's not able to relate and see things, both physically and see them with your mind's eye in a proper perspective, because you are influenced by your imperfection. Secondly, you can't hear things properly. Same reason. And you can't enunciate them and verbalize them properly, because speech is a representation of, or a verbalization of what your innermost thoughts are. And when they're not complete, then your speech can't be perfect. And Orlas HaBasar is also that symbol of imperfection in the body. So they all go together, and therefore midos are the same thing. As long as your midos aren't perfected, then you're also not going to be able to see or hear or verbalize things properly, because that's part of your essence. just like your bodily essence, when it's imperfect, leads to imperfect hearing, seeing, thinking, speaking. Your spiritual imperfection leads to the same things on a spiritual level. And that's why it says that when Avraham Avinu had Bris Mila, the physical aspect of perfection, he was able then to rule over all of his Evarim. Till then he was called Avram, which is only 245. Avraham, 243. Avraham was 248. Now he was able to rule over his eyes, his ears, and his sexual organ. That gave him shleimus, it gave him shlita. And it's interesting, just like by the body, you can be imperfect in one of two ways. You could be imperfect by missing something. You're missing a limb, so you're imperfect. But Bris Mila tells me that imperfection can be by having something extra. You're not missing anything, just the opposite. You have something extra, but kol ha-yes or kenotl. Anything extra is also imperfection. Because perfection means that you don't have too much or too little. And that's exactly what the midos are. Midos are a measure. If you go too much, it's no good. If you go too little. The golden mean, the golden median, is the password for midos. Not too much, not too little. Not to one extreme, not to another extreme. And the mila also has another function. Mila reduces your tithe. The Rambam says that a person with a bris mila, a circumcised person, has less taiva and less tainug when it comes to sex than a person who's not a... The friction of the orla adds to the taiva. And when you don't have that friction, it takes away the taiva. So you see that the perfection of a person is by being the mightiest taiva, not to be a slave to your desires, to minimize them. They're not usher, they're necessary. But don't be driven by your desires and drives. You drive them. They don't drive you. You control them. They don't control you. You use them. You're not abused by them. Same thing goes with midos. Midos are the basic idea of midos are to be mavater to what's it called, to not to be driven by your tithes, but driven by your character. Your character is in control, not that your traits are driven by desires and you're not in control. So there's a connection between how your body functions and how your character functions. Both of them have to be functioning l'shem shamayim, where you're in control and using and not being abused by being driven by your baser lusts and desires. There's another aspect. Bris Mila separates us from the non-Jewish world. Makes us different. We're mahulim, they're arelim. Right? It's the nature of a Jew to be mahul, and it's the nature of a goy to be an oral. And even a goy who has a circumcision is called an oral. It's a fundamental difference. By us it's called Bris Mila. It's a bris, it's a covenant. It represents something, not just cutting away the skin. It could be for that reason Avraham Avinu did not circumcise himself before he was commanded. That's a big question that everybody asks. If Avraham kept the whole Torah, then why didn't he circumcise himself earlier? Why did he wait till the command? So some say because it's greater to do something when you're commanded than voluntarily, and you can only do Bris Mila once, so Avraham waited to be commanded so he'd have the bigger mitzvah. But I have a different shot, and that is that Bris Mila is a bris. It's not just an action of cutting off skin, because that's not Bris Mila. That's just cutting off skin. Bris Mila means it's a representation of a covenant. A covenant needs both sides. You can't have a one-sided covenant. Covenant means there's an agreement between two sides. And until God entered into this bris, there's no bris. It's just stam mutilation. So by Goyim, where there is no bris, it's not a bris. It's not Bris Mila. It's just cutting the skin. It's a circumcision, but it's not Bris Mila. So they're considered arelim. They are still considered uncircumcised, because a circumcision has no meaning to it. By us, it signifies entering into an agreement with God, and he has the other side. He agrees on the other side. And then it means something.
If Ishmael was circumcised, does that mean the Muslim world entered into that same covenant?
They have, yes. The Zohar says they have a bris. It's only an external bris, but there is a bris, and because of that they have a claim to Eretz Yisrael too. But it's only a temporary claim because their bris isn't a significant bris. It's a less significant bris. In that respect also, our midos separate us from the nations of the world. Because even though the nations of the world also have midos. Because if you don't have midos, you can't be a mensch. Right? If you don't have midos, you can't... It ain't derech eretz, ain't Torah. If you're not a mensch, you can't have Torah. But the Torah gives you a higher level of midos that you can never reach without Torah. So the Jewish people have midos that no goy could ever have. Goyim can be very fine people with good characters. But there's a certain holy character that's only shy for a Jew. Just like Bris Mila, even by Goyim, who can have Bris Mila, like you said, like the Muslims. But it's not the same holy Bris that applies to a Jew. The same thing, Goyim can have Midos Tovos, but not the same kind of Midos that come from learning Torah. It's a different level of Midos, a different dimension of Midos. And therefore it says Mila is equal to all the mitzvahs. But because you can't have mitzvahs if you're imperfect, the body that does mitzvahs that's imperfect is imperfect mitzvahs. So in order to do the mitzvahs, you need bris mila, so it's equal to all the other mitzvahs. Because it adds perfection to all of them. Same thing goes with midos. The Reb Chaim Vital says that midos are not mitzvahs, but they're the foundation of all mitzvahs. Without midos tovos, all the mitzvahs are imperfect. Same thing with bris mila. If your body's imperfect, then the mitzvahs you do with that body are imperfect. If your midos are imperfect, then the mitzvahs that come from those midos are imperfect. So all the mitzvahs, the mila and the midos are equal to the mitzvahs. Mila also has in it the concept of a korban. It's like a sacrifice. You're sacrificing a part of you, your blood, towards Hashem. Midos have the same idea. The major idea of midos tovos is to be a vatran, to give in to others, not to stand on principle for yourself. But your midos tovos mostly are based on vatronus, on being able to yield and be flexible to somebody else. And that's mamash like a korban. That is a sacrifice. That's sacrifice. I was thinking, there's another connection. The mitzvah of mila is a unique mitzvah that a person doesn't do it on his own first. Somebody else does it to you. You start by maling your child and introducing him to that perfection so he doesn't have a whole life of imperfection before now. If you build your life on imperfection, then it's very hard to change. It's like the Mefarshim say, Chanoch l'nar al pi darko, doesn't only mean train a child according to his way, but it means al pi darko means before he gets another way. Train him right before he gets a bad way, and then you have to change it. It's much easier to initiate something positive to begin with than to change it when it's already negative. So just like the mila is set the foundation that a child should be able to have a body of kedusha, where he doesn't have the orla, and he gets used to serving God with that kind of perfection from the time that he's an infant, and it's the parent who has to provide him with that atmosphere and environment, so too with midos. Midos aren't something that a person starts to do when he's bar mitzvah. It's something he's trained to do by his parents from the time that he's young, in order that he grow up with those midos tovos and not have to change his midos roles, right, into midos tovos when he becomes bar mitzvah. And therefore, I was thinking, the father more or less has a responsibility to train his child in bris mila, give him a bris mila, the physical, and there to initiate him into Torah, into the physical Torah, into the aleph days of Torah, into the knowledge of Torah. On the other hand, the mother has the responsibility to teach her child midos. So therefore, the mother is not responsible for the bris mila because she's responsible for the other aspect, the midos. She's the one, basically, the shalach, as it says, who teaches her child midos. So the mother is the one who initiates the child to midos tovos. That's called Torah simecha. And it's only through midos tovos that she can learn Torah. So she enables the father to teach him the ABCs of Torah, but she has the foundation to the Torah. The father has the bris mila, which is also the foundation to Torah, like we said, but he's more on the physical side, the information side. The mother's more on the midos side. Okay. So that, I think, are some of the correlation, right? Some of the parallels between the mitzvah of milah, which is physical perfection, and the mitzvah of midos tovos, which is spiritual perfection.